Hi, Arrow.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. I didn't grow up with a Superman or a Batman or any superhero like that because I had Reggie Jackson. And so to be on this conversation with you today, this is a dream come true for me because Reggie was my mother's hero. It's my hero, and you have brought us all together. And we're not going to be the only ones that are going to say that to you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, that's fab. That's great.
He was just recently on with Howard Stern. I learned so much. And then to be here with you today, I mean, it really is a moment, not only in sports history, but American history, that Reggie was the guy. He opened up the door for so many people today, and it took this long to get that message out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that Reggie has had, I mean, and one of the greatest careers in baseball, but also has lived through some of the most turbulent, you know, with playing and defining himself as an athlete through some of the most turbulent decades in our history. So it's the, you know, the story is so loaded because it's this, you know, great on the field story about this man, but then also this man's journey, you know, navigating how to growing up, you know, in America, you know, through the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and well, even before that, you know, he was born in the 1940s. So it was a really fascinating project to take on.
We know of the home runs, we know of the World Series victories, but what you teach us inside Reggie is the fact that he had a life before Major League Baseball, and those stumbles are what helped shape his reason to reach for that fence constantly. And what he had to go through at restaurants, at hotels, it's uncalled for, but he lived it.
Absolutely. He, you know, he grew up in Pennsylvania, and he definitely dealt with racism, you know, growing up as a black man, you know, in the 1950s. So he wasn't blind to it. However, he didn't grow up in the South. And, you know, as his career, well, initially going to college, I think was one of the big moments that defined him when he basically, you know, got in trouble for having a girlfriend who was a Mexican American. And even though he is, you know, Afro-Latino, that was just not allowed. And, I think that was a major moment for him. And then, you know, beyond that, playing in the minor leagues in places like Birmingham, Alabama, and having, you know, teammates that he loved, like Joe Rudy and Raleigh Fingers,
yes.
That, you know, they would go on to do great things with each other. But, you know, he's like, hold up with all these guys, and they're friends, and they're all equals in their eyes. But then, you know, the backdrop is Birmingham, Alabama, and Reggie can't go eat with them. You know, Reggie can't stay in the same hotel with them, can't do the same thing, you know, when they're off the field. And just, you know, being able to, for Reggie to talk about that, but also to be able to film him in conversation with Raleigh and Joe as white teammates who talked about how, you know, they were, you know, from California, and they were like, what is going on? Everyone was just so dumbfounded as to the ridiculousness of all of it. And so it's just a very fascinating conversation, and something that I think Reggie and myself want to remind people, you know, it wasn't even that long ago when you really think about it.
You know, one conversation that I would one day love to sit and listen to would be Reggie Jackson and Michael Jordan. Reggie in Birmingham before everything, and then Michael Jordan going to Birmingham to play in baseball. I mean, that in itself would have so much in common in that conversation.
Wow, yeah, that's a brilliant idea. Maybe that should be my next show.
There you go. But Reggie got to sit down with Julius Erving, Hank Aaron, Derek Jeter. I mean, you had the cameras rolling. I can't imagine what you felt. You weren't a fly on the wall. You were there.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, it was great. I mean, I think it was really spectacular. I interviewed Dr. J before for another show I did in the past called Shut Up and Dribble. And
yes,
great interview. I was awestruck when I met him then, but it was a whole nother level being able to see him and Reggie together and to be filming this brotherhood and friendship, and just like they're like magnets for each other, and to get them talking about the challenges and the fun times and, you know, just like the ups and downs of all of it as young, you know, men and their friendship and, you know, taking us back to the 1970s and what that was like to navigate, you know, like true, like the first kind of, in my opinion, like the real first generation of like true mega athletes, you know, mega stars with endorsement deals and on TV ads and, mm-hmm. and all of that. So that was amazing. But the moment that I, you know, the greatest moment for me, obviously, was being able to go and sit down with Hank Aaron. And I'm so honored that we got that opportunity only because of Reggie and his real friendship with Hank. And it was just great. It wasn't some, you know, interview with me interviewing Hank Aaron, but rather Hank talking to Reggie and getting, again, like the real authentic conversation, you know, with this one with two goats, you know. it was magic. It was total magic.
Reggie is a loving man. Reggie is a giving man, and his relationship with Thurman Munson was totally in the wrong place at the wrong time, because he still says today that he loves Thurman and he loves his wife very much, but the press got it all wrong.
Absolutely. You know, I think if there's a lot that Reggie said, you know, especially during the Yankees, you know, him coming to New York the first couple of years, that would have, in today's world, I don't think it would have been reported exactly the same way. I think people were like looking for something to you know, throw on him, looking for something, you know, his first year with the Yankees, he was the highest baseball player, you know, in history. I think that, you know, as a black man, I think that was a big pill to swallow for a lot of people during that time period. And I think that, you know, people wanted to kind of like, try to, you know, oh, well, we got to put you in your place kind of thing without understanding, like, this guy is great. I mean, look at what he just came from in Oakland. You know, this isn't like some rookie, like he's achieved like greatness. And he's coming here and bringing, you know, something to this team. So I think a lot of things did get misconstrued or, you know, kind of turned around in a way. And it's unfortunate that, you know, maybe looking back on it now, that there was maybe some time, you know, that went by that was kind of wasted with some just media stuff, you know, like press coverage of things versus the real feelings that might have, you know, what Reggie really felt and what he was really struggling with or what he was what was really going on in his head. So I think people will be surprised to understand that there was a lot more depth going on, I think, than what, you know, the sports press was putting out, you know, back in the day.
One of the most important parts of this story on Prime, which is called Reggie, is the fact that you have taken a major chunk out of your life to put this together. I see people, young adults, every day with A's hats on. I see them with New York hats on, and they love the hat, but they don't know the team. And with Reggie coming out, they're going to know the player that was a part of that team, wear that hat with pride.
Absolutely. There's no excuse. You can go stream it. You can go to Amazon and watch it and you'll get the story. And that's only the tip of the iceberg.
What's next? Because, I mean, Alex, this is what, two major league documentaries that you've done. You are really setting the pace now.
Sports will always be something that, you know, I've got a lot in the works right now. Things that I can't necessarily talk about just yet.
Okay.
But, sports stories are my heart, and you know, I love being able to have the opportunity to talk about sports, but to have like more macro storytelling to plug into, you know, social justice issues or popular culture, just like American history, and that's definitely my sweet spot, and I can't wait to announce, you know, some big things coming out soon.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to you again, because the door is always going to be open for you, Alex.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you be brilliant today, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Have a great day. Great weekend.